This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Mesa University is expanding its thermal energy network as a solution to rising energy costs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Crews are currently installing hundreds of underground wells and miles of piping beneath the CMU rugby field. It's part of a geothermal, geo-exchange system that stores heat in the earth to warm buildings in the winter and cool them in the summer. By the time sod is laid in May, the system will be nearly 50% larger, connecting almost 80% of the campus to the geothermal grid. The school says the network already saves $1.5 million in energy costs every year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Denver is set to pause data center development after the mayor joined calls for a moratorium yesterday. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Alfonso Espino is an organizer for the GES Coalition, a North Denver community group. Over the last few months, he's been pushing to stop CoreSite, a Denver-based developer, from expanding a data center campus in the area. He thought it'd be tough to get Denver Mayor Mike Johnston on board, but...
The mayor stepped in last second and said that he would support it, so... From my view, it cleared all the political barriers from passing a moratorium in the next couple of months.
A pause wouldn't permanently block new data centers, but it would give Denver time to pass regulations to limit their water and electricity usage. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
At least one member of Colorado's congressional delegation doesn't plan on being at President Trump's State of the Union address tonight. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette is skipping it. In a statement, she says Trump has demeaned the Constitution, courts, and respected public institutions. Other Democrats have invited guests to highlight issues such as immigration, tariffs, or gun violence, while Republicans are staying away from hot-button issues. They've invited friends, family, or local elected leaders. This is CPR News in KRCC.